Country Bob FM.
Time for the Friday Bob Almanac here today. The Bob Almanac, now gluten-free.
That's Friday. Very important.
And now with more bits of real almanac, not that fake stuff.
So you know it's good.
Friday, February 15th, day after Thanksgiving Day, Valentine's Day. Although I ate like it was Valentine's.
Yeah, it sounds like you ate good last night.
Big old ribeye steak. Might have been Thanksgiving. 46th day of the year, 319 days left to go. 1758, this date, mustard was advertised for the first time in America.
What a fantastic invention.
You love your mustard. You love your mustard. And ketchup didn't come until like the early 1800s. So mustard predated ketchup.
It was a wannabe.
And ketchup is a wannabe condiment. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a poser.
Right.
It's a copycat. Now, when I was in Pittsburgh, I went to the Heinz Museum.
Yes.
I went to the Heinz Museum. And they have lists of all the products that they've made. You know, they started, vinegar was the big thing, and then that transitioned to ketchup. Nowhere, anywhere in that museum display was mentioned when they had Heinz ketchup with the onions in it.
Short-lived, yeah.
It's like they denied it ever happened. I thought it was the most genius, maybe the best thing ever invented.
That was a pretty good idea.
It was great for hot dogs and hamburgers and things like that, but it's like they forgot it ever happened, or they don't want to remember that it happened.
It's too bad.
I think they were ahead of their time.
Maybe you can still find some on Amazon.
Yes, from that era. I'm sure it'd be tasty. There'd be no crust around the spout, right? 1870, ground broken for the Northern Pacific Railway. That was the railway that went from Lake Superior all the way to Washington and the Pacific Ocean. The railway was, they broke ground right around Carlton in Minnesota. And then extended it to Duluth and the lake, and then went off west. Go west, young man.
I did not realize that.
Was 18. It's now Burlington Northern Santa Fe, I think. They've since purchased the Northern Pacific, NPR.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which of these sayings is more important to you and you remember better?
Right.
Remember the main or remember the embers?
Can we do Remember the Alamo? Remember the Embers, you know,
1898, 260 crew members were killed. The United States battleship Maine exploded in a harbor in Havana, Cuba.
That was a bad deal.
It started out the U.S., the Spanish-American War.
Right.
We weren't too happy about it. Remember the Maine.
Mm-hmm.
1898, 1936, Adolf Hitler announced that they're going to start building a car called the Volkswagen Beetle. And that translates to the people's car.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually stole the design from a Jew. Surprise, surprise.
You're making that up?
No, that's true. He saw the design somewhere, stole it, brought it back to Germany, and they started construction in 1936. And I believe 2019 is the last model year. They're going to stop making the Beetle.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it was gone for a while, then they brought it back in the 90s. Yep. And it's been around, I think, since then. 1946.
I gotta say, I won't miss it that much, and it's cost me a lot of bruises in my shoulder.
You've ridden the Beetle a lot?
Slug bug. I've been bruised from too many games of slug bug.
I don't know what that is.
Really?
Oh, every time I get it, I don't play those road games.
Well, when we were kids,
like,
you know, we're riding in the car.
Bingo, that kind
and
of
I'm,
stuff.
I'm just minding my own business, so I get slammed in the shoulder.
Every time you see a Beetle.
My brother, a slug bug. You know, hey, man, come on. So I'm glad that game is ending.
You had to make your own fun back then. You didn't have your phone.
That's right.
That's the way to go. Edith Houghton, this date, 1946, was signed on as the first ever female baseball scout.
Ooh.
Signed on by the Philadelphia Phillies. I think she did it well into the 70s.
Impressive.
She was 33 years old, and I think there's one today. I think there's only one today, and that's I think the Mariners have one.
Okay.
1965 in Canada.
All over Canada at this moment, and wherever Canadians are to be found all over the world, their new flag replaces the old. 98 years after the foundation of the Confederation of Canada, the maple leaf emblem flies proudly over the Peace Tower.
Ooh. Canada had adopted a new flag. They got rid of the old Union Jack. They said, see you later, Britain, England, and the monarchy. We're going with this... not a bad little flag with the red and the maple leaf in the middle. Neil, your thoughts
like
on the Canadian flag?
I think it's a very good flag.
Your thoughts on the Canadian national anthem? It's pretty good, one of the greatest.
Anthem.
Yeah, I think a lot of people like it. Mm-hmm. So that was in 65. Same day.
Mona Lisa. Mona Lisa, men have named you.
Nat King Cole passed away.
He
was only 45.
So young. Was that?
Lung cancer. He was a heavy, heavy smoker. Even the doctors told him he better stop when he had stomach ulcers or something. He didn't. So that was 65. We lost a lot of giants on this date. Wally Cox died in 1970. He was underdog.
He was underdog.
And then in 84, we lost Ethel Merman. There's no business like show business.
None.
And then in 96, we lost Colonel Henry Blake.
Oh,
this time for real, not over the Sea of Japan.
Right.
But this was him passing away for real at the age of 66.
McLean Stevenson,
1996 and 78 in the news.
His new quarters are cramped. He is under 24-hour guard, and he faces intense questioning. He is Theodore Bundy, and he's jailed in Florida. KOA's Pete Webb and cinematographer Mark Olinger have traveled to Pensacola and to Tallahassee for the Ted Bundy story.
Ted Bundy recaptured. He had escaped the previous year, like during the summer in Colorado, where he's being held for just kidnapping and assault. They didn't know yet that he was a mass murderer until they got him in Pensacola, Florida, and the pieces started to come in place of the puzzle of Ted Bundy. And what did he admit to? Dozens, wasn't it?
Yes.
Dozens of murders.
Yeah, there might have even been 100.
1985, the Center for Disease Control, apparently the fluoride in the water was working because half of all 9-year-olds in the U.S. showed zero signs of tooth decay.
Huh.
I know they were still eating whatchamacallits and other candy bars.
Well, you would
but
think.
It had to be the fluoride doing its thing in 85. 87, you know Craig Stadler,
a.k.a. The Walrus.
The Walrus. This was the date he was disqualified from the Andy Williams Open. He kneeled on a towel.
Right.
He had a ball up next to a tree. He couldn't get under the tree, so he got on his knees, but he had expensive pants, and he didn't want to get grass stains on his expensive golf pants. So he put a towel down and then kneeled on the towel, and everything was fine until the end of the tournament. Then somebody called in and said,
Article 9, you
can't build a stance. He was building a stance using a towel.
Ridiculous.
Torrey Pines.
And that is when golf was...
That's stupid.
You know.
Yeah. And they're taking that away. You can't call in anymore. You know, they've taken that away.
Yes.
You can't call in
and
just some Joe Blow from his couch. And if it doesn't get caught... You can't do that for any other sport. Oh, that was traveling. You can't call into the NBA. And then they retroactively go back and call traveling and give the ball to the other team.
Right.
You shouldn't be able
so
to do that
stupid.
In golf.
And they've relaxed some of the
non-common
sense rules.
Now, the funny thing is, several years later, Torrey Pines, that tree was dying, and they had Craig come over with a chainsaw and cut her down.
Love it.
Exactly. In 89...
The mood among these Soviet soldiers is one of immense relief at getting out unscathed. They won't stop now until the Soviet border. This is their last glimpse of Afghanistan.
The Soviets were leaving Afghanistan. Soviet military occupation of Afghanistan ended today, 1989. But you know what the result was? The Mujahideen, who we had supported, guess who they kind of became? The Taliban.
Oh, yeah.
1989. It's funny how history changes things. 1992 in the news.
Did the defendant Jeffrey L. Dahmer have a mental disease? Answer, no.
And so it came back for each of the 15 counts. The jury ruling Jeffrey Dahmer was sane at the time he murdered and dismembered.
Another mass murdering monster in the news.
In the news.
That was this date, 1992. Dahmer found sane and thus found guilty.
And
of
then
killing
went to jail and then
15
got killed.
Boys. And then 2013, 6 years ago.
It looked like a scene from a movie, but it was all too real. A meteor came crashing down to Earth today, triggered a fireball over Russia, and sent people running for cover.
Who would star in that movie? Bruce Willis.
Yeah, it would be.
Meteor. More than 1,000 people injured.
Crazy.
In that meteor blast. Over Russia.
It's almost amazing it doesn't happen more often.
They're out there, a lot of floating rocks.
Yeah.
It exploded 25 miles above ground. It's time for some birthdays now today.
You've been playing cat and mouse with me ever since you came here.
Mrs. Clear, I don't
call me cat.
Okay, cat.
Call me kitty cat.
Okay, kitty cat. This feels
so
borderline
good.
Inappropriate.
Was there any motorboating that took place? I think I know there was sailing. I know they did some sailing that day. But they may have pulled out the old Evan Rude. Jane Seymour.
Hilarious.
She's Dr. Quinn, medicine woman as well. That's her in Wedding Crashers.
Much different role than Dr. Quinn.
I would say so. Yeah, Dr. Quinn got paid in chickens and bushels and maybe pecks of apples.
Right.
On Dr. Quinn. She was getting different payoff.
A little more promiscuous in this one.
Yes. So she is 68, also 68 today.
Don't cry out loud.
Fine singer.
Just keep it inside.
Beautiful voice, Melissa Manchester.
Learn how to hide your feelings. Fly high.
I like her song, Midnight Blue, too.
Oh,
myself.
Very That's much very so.
Nice. 68 today for Melissa Manchester. Do you know the Simpsons, right?
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
Yes, Homer. Yes, they do. And your creator is celebrating, Matt Groening. He gave us The Simpsons, Futurama. Simpsons has been on since, what, 89, 90?
Yeah, he's probably made some money off of that.
I would say so. He is 65. Yeah, you know, we were talking about Craig Stadler. You know, Shooter McGavin's a pretty good golfer, too.
Back on me. Let's get one thing straight. This is Shooter's tour. I've worked hard my whole life, paid my dues, and now it's Shooter's turn. And Shooter's not about to let his reign at the top be spoiled by some freak sideshow clown.
He likes to talk in third person.
He does. He's very Herschel Walker-like.
Yes,
that's Christopher
he is.
McDonald, who played Shooter McGavin.
Hilarious.
On Happy Gilmore. 64 today.
Okay.
64. 64. Went on 64. Our rapper of the day is Birdman.
Ooh.
The Birdman cometh.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goeth on a statue. The Birdman, 50 today. Oh, more cartoons.
Oh, Lois, here comes the best part.
And have a wonderful time. Is that it?
Oops.
Oh, no, it's a...
Missed it by that much. Alex Borstein, who does the voice of Lois Griffin, and she's won an Emmy
for
the marvelous Mrs. Maisel. She's in that show.
Yeah,
that
okay.
is a hot, hot show. I think it's on Amazon. It's on one of those streaming platforms, Neil.
Okay.
And Alex Borstein is 46. And Omarosa, who gained fame on The Apprentice and then somehow became a celebrity. And then, of course, she was formerly employed by President Trump. And it sounded like it wasn't real good separation there.
No, it was a little bit ugly at the end.
Briefly employed as a political aide. 45 for Omarosa. Her and Pierce Morgan didn't get along on that show. They didn't like each other. Neil?
Gone but not forgotten today, Galileo Galilea. Galileo,
we like
astronomer.
We like to say Galileo Galilei.
Galilei. He was born on this day, 1564. Pretty smart guy. Very, very smart. The guy who would eventually create the company that became International Harvester, cue up to Craig Morgan, Cyrus McCormick, born on this day, 1809.
Fire up the farm all.
Civil rights leader Susan B. Anthony. Remember, you still got a Susan B. Anthony dollar somewhere?
Of course I do. I have a couple of $2 bills, too.
1820. Legendary actor John Barrymore. Many, many programs and movies. 1882. He was the Joker on the Batman television show.
Come, my comic cohorse in crime.
One of the great laughs. Cesar Romero.
He was good.
He was very
Best
good.
Joker. Jack was pretty good.
Yeah, and Heath Ledger, but Cesar Romero was fantastic.
The green hair.
1907 for Cesar Romero. Alan Arbus, remember the character Dr. Sidney Freeman, no relation, on the television program MASH. He was the psychologist that would visit the 4077. Oh, some really good episodes. 1918. The hilarious Harvey Korman.
Look, Herman, I'm in Hedy Lamarr's shoes.
Hedley.
That's Hedley. They got it wrong many times in Blazing Saddles. Of course, got his Emmys from the Carol Burnett Show. Hilarious.
He and Tim Conway were great together.
Great, great combination. He was there in Blazing Saddles. 1927 for the great Harvey Korman. And we lost him way too young. Hilarious Chris Farley.
First off, I am 35 years old. I am divorced, and I live in a van down by the river.
He was so funny.
He is inspirational there.
Once in a generation kind of performer, yes, I think.
For sure.
Somebody like that.
Chris Farley, Tommy Boy, you know everything, 1964. And we don't want to skip over our famed racehorses. Seattle Slough, Triple Crown winner. In the year I graduated, 1977, I watched all of them. Born on this day, 1974. They're gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff missed a country music legend.
Please help me, I'm falling in love with you.
The one and only Hank Locklin.
Oh, sure.
Close the door to Tim.
This is a country classic staple.
This is a good one.
Born 1918. So now
they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Well, happy Friday to everybody. Hope you had a nice week. Good weekend to everyone. I'll be in studio for the All Request Lunch Hour today, noon to 1.
Okay.
Neil, would you like to start your Bobathon with Hank Williams Jr., I'm for Love, Tracy Byrd, Lifestyles of the Not So Rich and Famous, or Glenn Campbell, Southern Nights?
I'm going to go Glenn Campbell today.
Glenn Campbell, it's coming up. Next.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBG1.